I'm backstage at the Royal College of Music with Sir Peter Maxwell Davis, who's conducting the UK premiere of his latest violin concerto this evening, played by Daniel Hope, for whom it was written, I believe. Is that right?
It was, yes.
Now, you've got a rather curious job title, Sir Peter, Master of the Queen's Music. Could you tell me a little bit about what that entails?
I think that entails as much or as little as I want to make of it. And the Queen gave me a brief just saying, well, you've got to teach ours, we'll help, but we don't quite know, and you do your best with it, and we'll come along with you. So I've been doing my best with it. One thing which I did do was establish a Queen's Medal for Music, which is awarded each year, and I remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, the Queen came on the platform at the Royal Albert Hall in the prom season and gave a medal to Bryn Terfel, who won it, the opera singer. And also, I write them a Christmas carol every year for the Chapel Royal in St. James, and I've written quite a few pieces, big public occasion pieces, very occasional pieces, for quite big forces, for her 80th birthday, and I did a big one for the end of World War II's 60th anniversary.
And I understand that this tonight's prom is part of your 75th birthday celebrations.
Yes.
How does it feel to be celebrating a significant birthday at the proms?
Oh, I'm thrilled to bits. When I was much younger, of course, I never thought I would have this kind of celebration, and it's beyond your wildest dreams to have two concerts in one night at the Albert Hall in the Proms for your 75th birthday. I'm thrilled to bits.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to tonight, so I'll let you get off to your dressing room and get ready for the conductor's podium.
Okay, thank you very much.